The Summit County Suicide Prevention Coalition is a partnership of community members, suicide survivors, and service providers. The Park City School District is part of the coalition and taking steps to work with the community to fight against suicide and substance and opioid abuse, according to Shannon Decker, Executive Director of the Speedy Foundation, a suicide and mental health advocacy group.
The school district has created kind of a roundtable discussion, bringing members of the community in so that they can talk about prevention and education in the community.
Investigators are looking into whether the deaths of two 13-year-old Park City boys are connected to U47-700, a new synthetic drug that's nearly 8 times stronger than morphine. It's been connected with at least 50 deaths nationwide, but hasn't yet been confirmed with the deaths of these two boys. Because of the possible link, the school board has considered drug testing students who participate in extracurricular activities. Although some of the steps the school board is taking aren't as drastic, Decker says it's important that people are talking about drug use, addiction, and suicide.
Typically, someone isn't ready to talk about suicide until it impacts them. And so that's part of the stigma that we just have to end and continue to hold conversations.
The Park City School District is hosting 2 films and discussions which deal with opioid addictions and stress. More information on these events can be found on our community calendar at upr.org. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Amy Kobabe.